that in your initiation, that this whole science is divided into three parts. First you blast off, which is the breath. Blast off don't land you, but it gets you out of the ozone range. And the communication is you on the craft flying to where you're going. That's the mantra. And when you're landing, is that you stick your finger in your eyes and listen to your ears. That's when you're ready to land on the particular point of reference. And so all the gurus only want to teach you what? The last two, they don't want to teach you the first one, because right, the figure of modern man. But modern man is more aware of some of the basics and makes it easy for him to adapt quicker. Because he can look at his own spacecraft, Cape Canaveral, and realize he could never put man on the moon if you don't blast it out with a missile and break the ozone area and then travel in a craft to talk back to NASA and then get ready to land with the instructions where he's going to land. So that's why it's cut up in a 3-4 way.
Do you see your cross?
I don't want to tell you that you're a puppet on a string, but a puppet is a string that you connect it to the galactic system, which you call horoscope, because the magnetic field feeds back in to the point of time when you come in.
But the blue is the only one that will connect both sides of the rock.
That's right. So because the blue controls that
time.
So in the beginning was the
The other question I have is,
let's keep the question, because we're losing time and we'll get the questions up after. We need to get a lot of this data so you can, people that go home, they'll be able to work on their bodies. And so let's keep the question up until we're ready. For the moment, keep the question. Let's go through a lot of data here. We know the zones go through, we know they're all set up. There are five of them on either side of the body, front and back. They follow in certain colors, representation, because they have to do the chromatic pattern. So keep in mind that the colors are not your friends or your enemies. They are recording principles for chromatic resonances. Every chromatic resonance has to be recorded in a color zone. We don't carry pictures in our mind. We don't carry words in our mind. We carry what? Geometrical colors that we associate from a photographic, hologramic pattern. So there's no one part of the skin you can show me a recorded data. But just the same way, you can bring it to this by a certain equipment to the surface. So the point is this, the zones are set up in such a way that you can go immediately to lock into the corrective mechanism. Now, on this back end here, we have the reflexes. So, and in the side, we have the reflexes. So, you'll notice, as you become familiar with the reflexes on front, back, and side, one thing to keep in mind, a reflex covers a minimum to a maximum of 1.5 to 2 inches pain stretch. So anytime you run across an area that you smash or hit, you can and goes, a reflex, which is a what? Something looks similar to, in another location of the body, and feel for the sensation of the pain that is registering there. So you have what is called a local and a distal reading. The local reading of the kneecap is there, the fact, the impact of the blow, and the distal reading of the kneecap would be where?
Elbow.
Now you have other distal locations too, because each pivotal point is a representation of the whole process. Your whole head is a representation of the whole body. Your whole face is a representation of the whole body. Your whole ear is a representation of the whole body. Your whole tongue is a representation of the whole body. Your whole eye is a representation. So your hair is a... So now name me a portion of your body that you aren't printed off. Every part of your anatomy, from head to foot, piece by piece, is a replica duplicate of the whole body. Now, doctors haven't done this, but every photo, the sexual organs are also printed out. The penis, the uterus, and everything are also represented by the body. Just as the tongue is printed out. The breast is already printed out. But you see, that kind of research would be considered very obscene if it was given out to that way. They have to keep it within the range of the niche. And for the niche, for the only ones in India who had the mass, who had it all taken down way back to the so every part, there's no way to get around this wonderful mechanism not being a print off for each pivotal point. Each pivotal point is set up to be a total representation. The reason why is because you have two fellows working inside of you. One is called DNA, and one is called RNA. Now, DNA is the manufacturer, and RNA is the deliverer. And organ, heart needs 1 milligram of iron every 3 minutes. So DNA manufactures 1 milligram of iron to be sent to purchaser heart every minute, but has to retain RNA allied delivery service to deliver this. But then they're on the road and they get all kind of harassment from the pumps and so forth. So instead of delivering 1 milligram every minute, they deliver 0.5 milligram. It's like those tapes that are supposed to be here. Half of the set came and the other half is still to be coming. It's kind of a game that's going on. All right. So heart calls up DNA and says, hey, look, I only receive a half. I didn't get my full share. That puts me in a what? Hypo or hyper condition? Then DNA calls RNA and says, what happened? I gave you both. Or maybe delayed or misplaced due to lack of handling. Well, we'll catch it up. In the meantime, to keep the customer happy, send me 1.5 milligrams so I can rush it over and I'll have one in reserve. In case, just in case of emergency in the future, this will be there available to them. So DNA will send 1.5 more milligrams to RNA. RNA will run over. Here's your 0.5 milligram, Mr. Hart. Good. Oh boy, I got it. Now, everything. Then they got one in reserve, and then from then on, the agreement between RNA and DNA is what? So send 2 instead of 1 to always keep Mr. Hart one. Right. And that's exactly, we end up inventing it as efficiency out of our own brain effect. But these guys are putting it together inside from their own patterning. As above, so below, as inside, so it's outside. So we don't have any new concept coming out other than our own internal malfunctioning, setting up the reaction for fulfilling a need. We start to see it after a while that we're internally directed all the time to act out the requirement. And so this is the phenomenon of why the elements are set up in your mechanism to have a front, a back, and a side in terms of specific as an acupuncture, wide as a reflex, distal and local, and phallic overrides it all. So we're not dealing right now with, we're trying to establish how it sets up so we can go apply the phallic by the cutter. So you have your front, your back, and your side. And these are going to be your references all the time for your reflexes. And as I say, in the location of the reflex, you have a minimum or maximum 1.5 of reflex, the two major areas of the body. When you took last morning, stolen the fish, and you remember this design? Taken off of the walls of Egypt by Moses, and he people always call it a scarab, when in actuality it was not a scarab, it's the actual body set up as a spaceship. But what was missing in the drawing was the ambulators. These make the most important reflex connectors, the hand and the feet. That's why we can go right back to the hand and feet and correct all the internal movements, distal or local. Now, if the zones are running down like this, we'll all end up here if we don't have any ambulators. They only extend themselves to the ambulators, right? But basically they run from head to and they curve back up like a circle all the time. But they, because we have ambulators, they run off into the ambulators and then they switch at the ankle to be front back and they switch the wrist to be front back.
On the lines that go around, is it like a shell, a different shell concentric, or are they just planes going straight back?
Very forward? Straight line running through.
So does it extend across from here to here as you go around the center radius?
Going right through your body.
No, a long time.
As if I take a knife and cut you down in pieces, like I cut this wall, okay, this way, cut the right stuff.
You used to tell a story about a guy who took a class about that and didn't believe you. And there was someone in his job got a direct electrical shock and had it. He burned it in 5 zones.
Yeah.
And he thought, he came back and he saw the mountain eyes on all the zones were delineated by the shock.
Wow.
So that's what the fact is, that the thing runs through like a, you're stacked up like a hot cake. That's what you're going to do. No, the reason why you're set up that way, you study geology. Geology is the other way, putting you that way and stacking you up. When you go in the ground and you dig in the ground, what do you find? Stacked in layers, and the same thing as standing up. You are a miniature replica of an environmental fact. So you have to have them in segments. So when we're dealing with the zones, you are that those layers, you're referring yourself to the five layers. Now, you have the same phenomena going on, so it's very easy to recognize that as above, so below, and we are a minute. All these metaphysical people were talking truth. truth is one thing you can't prove. Because other side is the truth that you can't prove it. Who ever proves truth? Don't you try to disprove it? But you can't prove truth.
Yeah.
And then when you don't disprove it, what you're doing? You still say it's nebulous.
Yeah.
When you disprove it, you call it a what?
False
truth. Aren't you
proving truth by living it?
Then that's what the truth is all about, live it. Not be lived. That be live is still anticipating to do what you're going to do. What living is doing what you've got to do because you're doing it. And that's why you say liver is not deliver. So what is that suffering? I thought it's liver that somebody likes. That's the thing of it. Okay.
We have three zones going horizontal, five zones going vertical. Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, the zones will be solar nutrition. You have zone one, which is the upper part of the body going more this way. And then the middle body is the zone three down the line. And then from here we have these zones.
Yeah, but those zones are set up for light. Three zones are set for life. This is set for something entirely different. This is set for reflexes. And it's set for what? What's this one? And what's this one?
Yeah.
And what's this one?
Yeah.
And what's this one?
Yeah.
And what's this one? Yeah. So it has to go the whole mechanism right through? Good. Now. You have the front, the back, and the side operating under those same five. Now we have two ambulators, a foot and a hand. The foot is the fastest, why? Because all the great teachers come back to here. At the hand of the master, I bow, or at the foot? And Jesus washed the hands of his disciples or the foot? So what tells you this is big priority first? The feet take priority over the hands in reference to reflexes, even though the hands may have to relate foot still, because that's the extreme end of it. So, there is where you set up now your other zone in terms of the spectrum.
Shade. God rolls himself down in the morning to the
king of
the last and rolls himself up at night.
Exactly. So
we're going to
line you up now.
God rolls himself down from the brain in the morning and the feet of the last reflux and rolls himself back up. So the consciousness is always being brought up when you go to sleep or you meditate.
Nobody loves it. You see, none of the Eastern gurus would love me to say it like that, because they said that's very, very crude, Daniel. But I said, well, tell me more, I don't know if it's really not going to come down as a backup. So we're working our way back up instead of working our way down. So that's from here to here. Where the red line stops, all that is red zone. Where the orange stops, you're in the orange zone.
It's in the whole sand,
isn't it? This is red across here. That's across now. We're talking across to run off across. That's red to the base of the spine. Your foot here Your basement sign ends right here.
So there, so between your orange line and the red line is all orange?
Yes.
The whole calcaneus or heel bone is red, so it's just the bottom part is bigger, but
is it the whole bottom that's red?
Yeah, there's no color.
Oh. This whole area is red.
Should I color it in all red?
Yeah, you can color it in all red, but the thing is this. I'm just dividing it up for you. Now, where do you stamp your feet? Do you stamp your toes or do you stamp your heel?
Heel.
Why? Why do you stamp your heel and not your toes? And so, you see red and you're coming to a standstill, you don't want to change, or you're forced to sit, and you're beating your heel. That's exactly why that area is referred to as the red zone. We didn't make it up, we stuck in it. All the researchers now are coming up to this fact that the lower region of the foot. We're reading the head as the toe, and at the base of the foot as the base of the body. You are a reflection of it in the foot. Then the yellow is in this range.
That's the top line of the
cone? Yeah. And then the green is in here.
Any gel?
No.
This is the red area, this is the orange, this is the yellow, this is the green.
Why is the green line tilted up to the right?
You got a heart?
Yeah.
Where is it located?
Left side.
So. You look at it?
It's hard to see.
Come on up and let's look at that.
So it's the heart and the green and the yellow. It's all green from below the green line?
Yes.
Down to the yellow line.
See the blue? Come and see it, because you can't see from there, you have to see it, but anyway, come and see it.
Yeah.
You can draw it in your own chart.
Right here, it doesn't go up into here. There's the reflection organ coming in.
From where?
The reflection organ begins right in here. Your lumbar.
The yellow way up here? That's a little
different.
Okay.
Look at it
there. Okay, look.
It does not fall. Here's the name. Kidney's above the yellow.
Yellow.
Okay.
You?
Oh, no, that's very good.
Red, orange, yellow, green, blue.
Oh, here. Oh, the blue is purple. Oh, yeah. I got purple. Purple. Yeah.
In between here is indigo violet.
They're going
to seven because the upper two is divided into two, giving it a violet and a purple.
One time you said that number six and number seven don't go in a human body, otherwise it would have six fingers. But why does it go on a vertical level, except in the hypothalamus, except to represent the hypothalamus?
That's all right, because you, when you stop the big toe, which part hurts the most, the tip or the middle?
The tip of the middle?
The tip hurts the most because that's going to register in the top of the skull. Okay. So that's why that's the violet range. So that's why you put that portion there to represent the violet, because it's going to, you have to go back in the skull and release the pressure there in the skull.
Mm-hmm. Ed? Ed? Some people have six fingers.
No, that's not really. You always find one of those divide out of the zone.
Is that right?
Always go from one of the other.
Is that right? From there.
This is violet.
All
right,
let's
right.
Touch.
And I did that right. And right here, this is violet up here, and this is purple.
Oh,
and I need a purple hand. No, that's violet. I want a real purple. This one.
And it only goes through the toes. These toes don't have any violet.
Look at
that
there.
But see,
above the line is the violet. In between the line and the blue is the purple.
The violet only has three tones, right?
The little toes are just barely touching. Because why? They're already left the physical liquid. And you're in the temperature, gas, sonic range of the two. So there's very little going to be on the two little toes. Most of your problems in your toes are always in your big toe, second toe. Because that's the one you hit the most. So when you step in your toe next time, when you die, you are a mother of yourself.
So Donna, is this the one I need to work right here?
Yeah.
For this?
Right.
The middle toe?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We got that already?
No.
Make sure you get it because that's a sports. You got it?
Yeah.
Better come and get it.
This is the dividing line. This is between the dividing line. It's all red. This is violet and between the,
this is the white,
the blue and the
no, no,
the
it's violet on the top. It's purple in between and indigo. The violet is here. This is the purple and indigo. This is the blue. This is from here to here. And here is blue.
Well, I don't know.
Here to here is green.
I don't know.
From here to here is green. Here to here is green. I get the question. Green, blue, violet. Indigo is here. Violet is here. What color is this? That's supposed to be indigo. The violet star from here up.
Maybe
take that. Or, over violet. And this is the violet right here.
Here, actually,
it's a blue already, darn it. Turns into the right side.
Purple between the blue and the violet.
This will turn into what? Pink, huh?
Pink and white.
So, pink and white. So, do you think your toes tingle?
Violet all the way, indigo.
The tip of your toes? Some people feel it, some people don't. Some people have cold toes, some people have hot toes. It's all right. That's within the range of the pink and the white. It's your heart. Okay, we got the outline of what we're going to work on. There are three things you've got to remember about a reflex, and that's what you take into account very fast. Local point of injury, distal point of reference, and interaction between the two in the central part of the anatomy. Therefore, the central part of the human anatomy has an unusual principle. biological movie strip.
Movie
strip. You know what a movie strip is?
Biological
movie strip. You take a circle and a fifth strip.
M-O-B-I-L-E-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T
on both sides of that object come back exactly where you started without getting up. Have you ever seen it? You take a piece of paper, you make a circle out of it by twisting it now and hold one in. Then you take a pencil and go on the inside and come on the outside. Come right back to the start without getting off the center or getting off the paper.
Drawing a line on both sides of the paper.
Right. And that's exactly what that area is set up for.
It's one
plane.
There's a reason why it has to be yellow. But I'll tell you something. Now. It's also divided into 8 colors.
Mm-hmm.
It's also reported in the
name.
You
know
the name of it?
The lazy eight.
So you have what?
Like an infinity.
It's like a figure eight over its front and back. But you have 8 colors there. Oh, let me see if you got enough common sense now to see if you can figure out what the 8 colors will go, how they will go, front and back. From here to here, on the right side is green. From here to here, the left side is blue. From here to here is orange. From here to here is red. That crossover point is yellow on the label.
The green, blue, orange, and red.
All right.
We need all 8 colors to go up there and
I know.
The eyes
for us. Yeah, mine too.
Yellow,
it's
red.
I need
red. Here.
Yellow is in the middle.
Well, that's like in the video we saw yesterday, how it's interacting with itself. Oh,
red?
You're making anything new that they're all you're only validating what the ancient men have said about us, and now you're coming to grips with what you are. Well, when you know what you are, you can handle it better. Because you're not going to panic no more. We'll call it panic. What color is panic?
It's brown.
Is that right?
What color is panic?
Yellow and in between. Yellow and through it all.
How about muddy? Mud? Mud panic? Brown?
Rule number one, don't panic. What color would it be?
Blue.
How about black or gray?
Yes.
Is it between yellow and green?
This is yellow in the middle.
Don't guess.
I'm not, because you have that solar chart. And C starts up there at the red. And then it goes D to the orange, E to the yellow, F, and you said F black.
This is orange. But it doesn't go
to the
blue.
That's
part way. So this right. Now it's the same way in all of them. So from the yellow.
I don't hear any answers. What color is panic in your mind? What color do you think of panic is?
And then green goes. See, I closed it off and I shouldn't.
Green goes to the yellow.
Green goes to the yellow. And then blue up above goes there. But it's part starts out yellow.
It's not black?
Well, you're guessing.
Well, you have the color in your mind.
And then
you haven't given a reason why black would be or yellow would be. Why? What color comes to your mind that would make you think of panic?
I think it would be yellow.
Well, black is a vacuum. That's what you're going to study, so.
When you spread yourself out, I think it would be black because you're going back out into where you came from. It's black. Right? Instead of being inside and focused where you have all the colors.
There you go. And then blue. Yeah, the middle portion is the yellow.
The crossover point. It's right here.
What color comes to your mind to represent panic? Panic is not cowardice.
Red.
Red is not fear of change.
Green.
Black.
What color comes to your mind when you think of panic? What is panic to you? You know panic?
No light. I don't think you think of white when you're panicking.
What do you do when if you're in a state of panic?
You run.
You're hyper.
You're overexcited.
You're into emotion.
You missed the question. So I got 500.
If you breathe and suddenly the breathing leaves you, what would happen to you?
The elemental from the magnetic field.
But what is that person experiencing actually?
Lack of oxygen.
They're actually lack of what?
Oxygen.
Which produces what?
Consciousness.
Oh, listen to what you just said.
Lack of oxygen.
So panic is a result that leads to what?
Unconsciousness.
So rule number one, don't what?
Panic.
Which means don't do what? Don't get unconscious.
Stop breathing.
Don't stop breathing. Until you fall off a building, you don't know the difference of what happens in motion 30 feet going at a speed of 22 feet per second times your body weight. Are you conscious or are you totally black? Till you hit the ground.
You should be conscious. You could black out first.
You go through all three. You black out, you're conscious, and you impact. It's the impact that gives you back your consciousness, and at the same time, make you disassociate from the form. Otherwise, you're already shut off the time you fall. The air is going too fast in your nostrils. There is no way to reciprocate. That's why people don't feel nothing when they fall off.
What about skydivers?
That's how you come to find out that the body is already set up to shut down. And when you hit the ground, you really don't feel anything. It's cushion effect.
What happens to, like, in paratroopers where one guy doesn't open, he falls a long way, and another paratrooper grabs him off
of him? And what happens to him?
You know, he's had sort of like a death experience?
Yes.
Well, you can fall for a long way before you can shoot.
What are you looking for, breath-free or breathless?
Breathless.
Good. Now, you know, what would breath-free bring you? What color?
Black.
And breathless would bring you what?
White.
All colors.
All colors.
Madonna.
That's what white is.
For the person who falls asleep in a panic state?
Yes. Didn't Brother Jesus say, don't fall asleep? You didn't criticize you for
panic.
No other behavior in your mechanism other than what?
Sleep.
Falling asleep. And then you say you have to come out to stay to sleep. You go through the color spectrum.
No.
Life is simply going faster than all the colors.
Right, sonic. Then you regain consciousness while you still and think you're sleeping, but you're not in a movable state.
So, the important thing in your health then is what?
Don't panic.
That's all I can tell you.
Donald, when you go to sleep, you're not reliving.
When you cut the cord,
yeah.
What color is your brain?
Probably in panic state. Until you breathe in, right?
It's like a light bulb, it must be all colors.
When
you cut the cord and you separate from the mother, what color is going on in your brain?
Black.
You're totally black. You don't have a single thing to relate to. And if you don't get no oxygen,
on the first breath, yeah, with
the next color is blue. You come down looking blue because you're not getting oxygen. Then if they put you, they call that what? If they call that.
Which one?
Blue.
You're not getting oxygen.
How?
Before.
Yeah. Remember what you're saying, Marion. You're getting oxygen via what? She's not breathing for you, man.
Perpetuation.
She's breathing for you, man. Good grief. That's why I want you people to go to school and know you're not going to get your job. No mother breathes for you.
She's breathing for herself, but you're taking it from her.
What is water made of?
Hydrogen.
What does human being need to stay alive with? Where is this a so-called extended tumor of the mother getting its oxygen from?
Placenta.
It's nothing but an overgrown tumor that she's going to call a child until it's cut and breathe on its own. Every doctor knows that. That you ain't nothing else till you breathe on your own. Then oxygen as a gas goes up your nostrils to activate your brain, causing you to be conscious within your mechanism. Other than that, the mechanical movements of the so-called behavior of the child is the mother and the father's frustration working back through the element in the shape of a fetus called an overgrowth.
So a fetus indulges in sleep when moving her phone. And why do you get
associated with patterns
of time?
If the mother don't hear the data while she's pregnant with the fetus, where is the fetus supposed to store data? That's why you have to look at the fact that you're not a human being until the cord is cut. And all the arguments over abortion and non-abortion is stupid when you don't realize that the oxygen that comes into you after the cord is cut weighs exactly a certain weight that makes you entirely different from when you're inside the womb to when you're outside of the womb. When you're inside of the womb, you weigh a certain weight. When you're outside of the womb and the cord is cut, if you were to save, then it was right for the woman not to have an abortion. But it doesn't weigh the same, and it'll never weigh the same until you're ready to quit. Now the weight is exactly 1/3,000th of an ounce more after the cord is cut, not before the cord is cut, and it will remain 1/3,000th of an ounce more until you take your last breath. Now as soon as you take the last breath and you weigh you before that breath empties out of your lungs, and you become breath-free, then you will be 1/3,000th of an ounce less. And then you'll say, where the hell did you go? Elements provide an outlet for the individual form that is living to die in a force field called elements that come let us put together a form to interact. So creative intelligence is that point of 1/3,000th of an ounce differential between the fetus and the active moving being, putting the elements together. The 144 elements are there outside and inside. When that cord is cut, that 1/3,000th of an ounce is the evidence of the creative intelligence.
Wasn't there a 3.5 ounce?
Oxygen that is moving you in the fetus to make you dilate and constrict.
And the cord is cut, what happens to the fetus? Does it constrict or dilate?
Oh, right at the point of
yeah, actually, if you cut the cord, what happens to the fetus? Does it constrict or dilate?
Dilate with the urine.
No, it can constrict because it's like suction with the air.
There has to be a pressure differential, so it has to constrict in order for the air to come
back. That's what I'm trying to establish in your brain. What does it really do? Constrict or dilate?
It constricts at a time of dilation. That's where the potential of trauma is, because your constriction occurs there and then you're over dilating out of the side.
You have a fetus.
Okay.
It's hooked up to a mother pumping like a balloon. You cut the cord. Would it constrict or dilate?
Dilate.
It cannot dilate. It has to constrict.
That's why it drives
pressure. More pressure outside than inside.
Because it's dilated.
It constricts back, and it's in that constriction this so-called label called panic is registered in the cellular structure as a memory level, because it starts to blacken down. Then the doctor has to work very fast to get what? The dilation to come up back. So he hooks you up into a unit if you don't dilate on time, to see how long it can just get you to work. But that has to come back up, to pump back again. So you constricted, dilate, constricted, dilate. But you're already dilated as a fetus, ready to come out. The opening is there, expanding, dilating for the fetus to shoot out. When the cord is cut, there is a definite constriction in the fetus. Then the respiratory pressure goes in to dilate it. So that's where you're trying to establish that when you start treating the body for your own problem, instead of panicking or worrying what you're going to do, there are only two things to remember. If your bone is not broken, and you don't have a bacteria, don't panic. If you got a broken bone, go look for a doctor. He's always on the telephone. If you got a bacteria, look for a doctor. You can telephone them. So why panic is number one. But if you don't have a broken bone, you don't have a bacteria. This is what you've got and you'll always have. A structure representing bone, a pivot, inside of a sausage. This is nothing but a hollow tube. It has an opening here, but the opening tends to constrict and dilate to prevent the fluid from falling out, and the fluid is inside looking for an exit. Each exit has a kind of a way to keep it from not shooting out. So it has a what is called a pre-time automatic compression dilation, so it doesn't shoot out. Then you have in that liquid, you have a gas going through it. Pushing the liquid against the skin of that nice sausage. And in that liquid, we got a bunch of objects called minerals moving around. And outside of that same sausage, you got a fellow going like this called pressure. And inside that same skin, you got another fellow going that way called pressure. But this is only maintained as long as this opening color nose stays on time.
So you look at a worm, you add the ambulator, and you consider the ambulator as a subworm, an ossified.
So panic when you understand that these are the contents of this sausage. It's not valid no more. So when you get a hit on the surface area of the sausage, and that will be like something come along here in the form of a hip with object and cause a sensation in here. If you get a sensation, you got travel? Exactly out to the other side. So this side is going to be more sore. Point of impact or distal point? Because of it and enough. So you don't go worry about it because this is the one you're going to complain about. Now, remember, when the impact came there, before the impact, this object was doing do, re, mi, fa, do, la, si, do. Then this impact came along with a re, 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 pow. So, did re knock out re? Or re knock out me? Or re knock out pa? We don't know till the blackness shows up. And therefore, none. The zones are set up. They're not going to change for nobody. C, D, E, F, G. So when I hit Mr.
Sausage.
Which one is getting hit?
The D. G.
The G. Gee, what the hell did I do to myself? Sounds funny? What the hell? So D gets knocked out by A and D. A and B will change you. A will make you go fast, so you got a hyper condition. And B will make you go slow, you have a hypo condition. And our friend, the musician, who is our host, his son also is a musician. We all know nobody likes to play. And my other friend over there, whose son is a musician, don't like to play in B notes. They like what A is, but don't want to do some A. So the son said he didn't like him as A, but he loved A, but he didn't want him to be. He admitted that he died very tough one. So that's the sum. A will make you hyper, and B will make you hypo. So you are set up to live what? So.
E-D-E-F-T, E-D-E-F-T. Son, the impact of the point of entry is one, and the other point of exit is the other, right?
That's right.
Which is the hyper point of exit?
Depending upon the impact.
How so?
If you have a hard impact, what would you get? A hyper condition or a hypo condition?
Hypo.
That's right. It's very hard. Hyper. And if you got this, there you go.
Hypo.
So, a soft impact gives you what? A hypo condition. Therefore, a soft impact would be in the C range. And a hard impact would be what? A hyper condition, right?
Yeah.
And that would be in the A range. A soft impact will give you a hypo condition. And that's in the B range.
I
said C, I said B range.
Yes, you do.
I wrote it down. I did too. He's entitled.
You hear C and I'm calling it B.
You want to hear it back?
If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Caught. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. D is iPhone. A is hyper. And you function from C to G.
Well,
let me put it this way. How you get the money out of the way? What kind of kids you get?
I tell you, boy, you better watch out. I'm going to punk your ass.
Hello, folks. You've got nice kids. You don't want to obey, but they're talking once in a while. What kind of gets
normal.
You get a normal kid, you see? Because it's slim, and that's why English in the American prose is geared to this kind of talk. I tell you, folks, when you buy it up in the deal from us, it would be better prepared for the natural operation of the road.
That makes my job.
Like Cal Worthington.
What?
He doesn't speak like that.
What?
Cal Worthington.
Oh, God. You can break your 60.
See? But that's what you got. Between the high and the low, you got some. And so we are centering on songs that help the body to be what? More balanced. So between the highs and the lows, you're focusing on the center.
And so that is what the sonic sound that machine works.
Correct. Now, you'll notice you've been exposed to the machine. Mm-hmm. The machine has a very subtle, soft sound, and the other has a very what? Now take out your machine because you're going to come to grips with this now.
You do a soft massage from the point of entry, and you do a hard massage from the point of exit.
Correct.
Oh, that's
that's the first real understanding of sonic.
When you can't do it, you start out real hard.
Well,
you
can't do
that. Now that's
not
the
same. That's the same thing?
Yeah.
We have a candidate who you will volunteer for a treatment demonstration.
Mm-hmm.
He's there on our knee. He's doing fine. Now let me explain about your unit. Your units are not designed to be a massage unit, so don't really expect that it's something you're going to be running for a long time on an electrical current. The way this was discovered, when I came into it, I thought it was a massage unit. It was totally a massage unit. It turned out it was not a massage unit. It's being sold as a massage unit. But it's really not a full massage unit. The massage unit never gets hot.
Yes? Are you live?
A and B
are the only interferences. So what you're doing is you have a unit that is turning these trunks into the mechanism for the normal function to pull all other areas back to alignment. But sound makes heat.
Right.
Most people don't know that.
Kind of a mess, right?
And that heat was observed after. But then, when the results came up, they made devices to separate the sound from the heat. So now we have units that are giving only the heat. We call it the silent sound. And then the units are giving the audible sound without the heat. This happens to be a two-in-one. So when I came across it, I thought I got this. That's the way it is. And I couldn't figure out why would a unit just giving some get that hot. But then I began to look at it. It was using metal as a displacement and using stainless steel as a displacement. It's a conducting surface area where the surface area of the instrument can now be utilized for the displacement of the heat to work on the surface area that is being treating with the resonance. So the tip has a resonance effect, building a heat by the non-moving part of the sonic in the container, and the container getting hot. Then that heat can be applied directly instead of a heat pack on the area, and so a maximal value of the unit is a 10-minute plate. So you can work the unit in 10 minutes to the heat point and then take off. You can take it off from the plug because it's converting AC to DC. So you can take it off and that will keep that cool, but the unit itself will keep the heat for another 10 minutes. After it's heated up, then it will cool back down and then you can plug back in and go back to the sonic. So you have a two-in-one unit. You have a heating device unit and you have a sonic device unit acting as one. We get the best effect on a reflex. Then you can put the heat there and keep it there for a minimum of 2 to 3 minutes at once, but then move it around.
You can stay longer.
But you must move it. Remember one thing. Therapy, and this is going to be chemical, you're getting the terror out of the piss out of you. And the piss in you is locked up in your bladder in you because you killed yourself with your kidney. And so you freeze yourself up. And so if you put in heat in an area of soreness longer than a certain length of time, you're going to back up your whole system again in that passage. So don't go do that to yourself.
Wait, I missed what you said.
You don't want to keep a treatment on an area too long. Keep it moving.
Uh-huh.
And even when you turn off the unit, you're going to use the heat. Don't stay longer than a minute to 2 minutes in the spot. Move it on. Otherwise, it will build up a backup system. Nature doesn't like what?
Constancy.
Congratulations. Vinegar soap is exactly 8 minutes on your back. Don't do it longer than 8 minutes. You can cut off before 8 minutes, but don't do it longer than 8 minutes. Because you're setting up what is the reaction in the opposite condition. So everything has a time frame.
Yeah.
So don't go vinegar soap yourself beyond 8 minutes. But people call me and say, I got a stiff shoulder for the vinegar soap. And then I got acid coming up. So how do you admit to yourself? And I show you something, and don't you ever be a victim of it. I have to keep it as my own memory of my wonderful student, who is a doctor today. When he was doing it, and you didn't listen,
boy.
Then you have to see the results of what we call overdoing therapy, thinking you're getting the best results by being there long enough to get the maximal results. See that spot there? It's smooth now, it heals itself, but the thing is this.
It's a rough area.
It leaves a rough because of the overreaction of working in the one spot too long, even in Rolfing, because your own acidity of the therapist and the patient, the therapist acid may be bad for the patient. And so when he was doing a demonstration, he didn't realize that his body was so toxic, and I allowed him to demonstrate, and then he said, so now you learn from this that you don't overwork no more body, because you see what it does. Well, I don't mind the point is that you have to learn that. Today he's a very good doctor, and he doesn't overwork none of his patients. And I don't want you to go overwork the person, because that's not valid. You must understand the time frame, let alone for your own health. Your health is very important to you, and therefore you should know that the time frame is important, and don't overwork it, because you'll have what is called a backup on the crystals.
So it's better to go over an area quickly and then come back to it three or four times.
Exactly, because you set up what is called the rhythmic correction. And this was where you find out 10 minutes is maximum, then the heat ratio builds up, then you unplug and then use the heat into the area. But the more you can move around, the better. And that's why reflexology is so wonderful, because it's working with quick movement and it's interlinked with the kinesis. Kinesis can do exactly like reflexology.
So you said don't overwork the body, because the
tobacco system that will crush your muscles. Dump the toxins of the person working on you, or your own toxins will back up on you.
It's like they found when they had that earthquake in Armenia.
Yeah.
The people in there had so much toxins, the pressure on the muscle.
Right.
And then when they took them out, they went into a coma because
exactly.
of the electricity,
right,
lactic
exactly.
acid in there.
Exactly.
That's what you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, when they found them and they took off whatever
yeah,
was laying on.
Yeah, whatever
they
were laying on. Then the muscles
then
were so
on.
Full of that lactic acid that
it
went into their system.
Yeah.
And it put them, some of them in coma.
The more you hear of recovery programs and the more you hear of these different things, you'll see what you're talking about is validation. But your body, the only three things to worry about. Don't worry. When you're born broken, you need a doctor. When you have a bacterial invasion, you need a doctor. But as far as you helping yourself very fast, you got the liquid, the gas, and the mineral in there. This is the acid or the element. There are only two acids you got to worry about. One is lactic acid that builds up when you're tired. And two is uric acid that you retain too long. And the other gas you got to worry about is carbon dioxide. As far as the food is concerned, you either perspire or you're sore. So, if you don't panic, then you do the most appropriate thing with your breath. Show me. Look at that.
John.
And because of that, automatically dilating out, the opening wherever it is, and gas rises more than it goes down, right? So the upper orifice is a faster exit than the lower orifice, which will send liquid out quicker. So this orifice will send out what? The gas out quicker. So by yawning, you automatically set up what is called the accordion function in your system. And you start to heal. So then you can work on your reflexes. Now, let's see where the young lady is with her foot.
Right there.
Okay. Yeah. You see this here?
all this acid was locked up in here, but yesterday we couldn't touch our cell like that. You're yelping.
I'm surprised you're talking.
You see what I'm doing today?
You're working in the area when your hands are to put them in the fingers. But about 1/4 of what it was last night.
Is that a beat tone? Does that massage a beat tone, hypo tone?
Yeah.
So as long as there's trauma in the area,
there's a harmonic, whatever, a range that's still impacting the stuff. That's right. Now, look at your chart and see if you can find the knee and the foot.
The knee in the and the foot?
In the foot. The whole pressure will go all the way up to the hip.
Yep.
That's because of the flexure of the pelvis.
Right. So therefore, you have many organs now that are going to be involved in a knee injury. Yes. And so when you go to the foot, you are automatically releasing pressure in many organs that are related to that one point of impact. Now, you want to take your unit. You can first work with your hand like that and loose it up and ask the person if they're sorted or your own self if they're sorted. Then you can take the unit now. Want to hand the unit? Where is your unit, lady? Let's use your unit because you know your unit better.
Oh.
Okay, then what you do first, you come in, you see what I'm doing? You see what I'm doing? Yeah. Then I shift over and I go up. Then I go around. You hear the sound?
I don't hear yours. Is yours on?
Yeah. Yeah. I hear that. Now ask her what she's feeling. See what I'm doing?
Working all around the area.
Then I'm going to go up. See where I'm going? Now remember, I came up this way, right?
Yes.
And if I look down where the point is, I'm going in a straight line towards it.
When do you use the edge of the machine? To get more pressure?
In this particular case, you use the edge.
Okay.
Because we're here in this point, I'm not this way.
You're in the orange zone.
More accuracy
in other words. I'm on the edge.
Uh-huh.
So I want the edge to get the pressure.
Okay.
So if I was in the middle, then I go to the middle this way. The problem is not in the middle of the foot. The problem is where to the edge of the foot. So the reflexes is at the edge. So that's why you use the edge. If you use this way, you don't get the result. You got to go this way to get it. Because why? You have to compensate for the structure of the foot. Is this area harder than this area?
Yes.
Is this area softer than this area?
Yes.
So if I went this way, I get the effect of this. If I went this way, I wouldn't get. When I go this way, I get the effect. So because I'm going this way. Do you see what you're doing?
You're going to the crystal, of course, instead of the science and the
inside. Look how fast you guys are understanding. You're not that, though. Put it together in your head, eh? The more you can recognize, the more you understand, and the more you understand, you don't panic, and you don't follow down on the phone. I know that. I appreciate it too.
Wow. However.
You see where I'm going? This is along the bone. You see what I'm doing along the bone? Now, you see how far I'm going to now?
Yeah.
Now, look where the injury is, and look where I'm going.
Edge of the foot, that would be the red zone.
That's right.
But then you came up along the center.
You go towards, from red to what?
Orange.
Orange and to what?
Yellow.
And to what?
Green.
And to what?
Blue.
And then you come back what?
Oh, and you come back out. No, but I meant here when you came up, you'll come along the center, so you weren't staying with this zone.
You see what I did?
Yeah.
What zone is that?
This is the yellow, the middle is the yellow zone.
So why I come up here? Tell me why.
Well,
and then come up your rest.
But out here is the red zone that you started on.
But I came up and went where?
Yellow. Well, I would say the yellow would be up in here. You must be in the orange right there.
It has
something
to do with the temperature.
Is this or what? What do you call this particular piece of your anatomy?
Woohoo!
You know of any other place in the anatomy that are kept?
No cap.
So what is a kneecap doing for you?
Protecting the joint.
Also doing what?
Lubricating.
Also doing what? Also doing what?
Making sonic. The resonance point.
Keep talking. You were told, Mr. Boogie Woogie, what a skull cap is to a kneecap.
Well, I know it's the reason that you bow your skull cap and get down on your kneecap. So it's related to the bladder and the bladder related to the brain. As funny as it is, we're all bladder brains.
I get a bone spur on the inside of my knee. That would be the flat
edge to the machine when I get hurt. Yeah. Hydroencephalitis and water on it.
You know, I'm amazed the people who speak English and don't remember all the crazy terms they say. You're weak in the knees, you're full of baloney and all that jazz. You're kidding yourself.
Weak
knees. All that boils down to what? In terms of emotional reaction.
Kidding yourself.
So what color comes up now?
Indecision
is weak in the knees. So you have to come up the same zone area from a fixated pattern into...
So you could have come to the top of the foot and not over on the side of the foot like you were?
But you can't do that because you're doing what? You're moving upward.
Mm-hmm.
You have to start up from inside here and work around to it and come along the side of the bone.
Okay, I thought you were saying like you stay over here.
And then you come into it. And you work through back on it. But if you came like this to her, watch.
Look at how much more low flight that Bruce is.
No. That she couldn't take right away.
Donna, what zones do you use the S for and what zones do you use the flat in?
It's not what zones, they're very... They're both cut and dry. Each one varies. I may use it on a blue, I may use it... It depends on what the problem is.
How do we find that out?
Down there.